We're playing.
Yeah, so it's like me at like a park bench.
Okay.
And I've got a blindfold on, one of those little chess clocks.
Mm-hmm.
And I pull my pants down and I tie my balls on top of my dick and then shove my dick in my ass and I hit the chess clock and I go, "Sharpshooter!" And people are like, "Yeah, he was in Vietnam."
Yeah, he was in Vietnam. He was the best at putting his dick and balls in and out of his ass.
Yeah, that guy's a veteran.
I thought you meant chest clock, like a Flavor Flav.
I just remember that there was a scene in
you put your rifle together, right?
But the yelling sharpshooter is from that Hulu miniseries about Lee Harvey Oswald.
Oh, I never saw that.
I never watched it.
It's good. It's James Franco. It's based on some Stephen King book.
Oh, isn't that you go back in time or
something?
Yeah,
Chris Cooper is like a diner owner. And he's like, "Or we can stop the Kennedy shooting."
Chris Cooper, the guy that did...
he's the dad in October Sky.
And in... American Beauty.
Yeah.
The gay neighbor.
Chris Isaac is who I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Chris Isaac.
What a wicked game to play. Uh-huh. Stick your dick in me. Oh, I don't want to have gay sex with you. He wrote that in jail, actually.
Yeah. And guess what? Guess what?
Chris Isaac's actually got a DUI. He wrote that song.
He's getting raped over and over again.
He wrote that song in a jail cell in Nashville.
And guess what? The song did not work.
Yeah.
He was like,
I remember raped. My friend Steve Earle told me, if you ever want to not get raped in jail, just let those pipes fly, boy. Let them know what kind of magical howl you got. And that was some of the worst advice I've ever received in my life. I did 4 years on a third DUI, and I probably had sex, 365 days times four. That's about 1,300. I probably had sex with men 16,000 times.
Wait a second.
It was nonstop.
Wow, you're good at math, dude.
There was a guy who smuggled in a little cassette radio player. And they had a cassette tape with the Looney Tunes factory music.
Oh no.
That's the one. And they had guys coming and going from that cell.
Wow.
What a wicked game to play. Make me have sex with everyone in the jail.
Just fucking him on that rhythm.
And then it was actually Steve Porcaro that came in to produce on that album, and he said, what if we went with more of an R&B style production rather than the Looney Tunes factory music? And that's what made it a hit, because honestly, I wanted to keep it as the Looney Tunes factory music and as backing vocals have Porky Pig and Elmer Fudd.
Yes. Your original view for the song was begging to not be raped.
Yeah.
To the Looney Tunes.
It was a parody song. It was gonna go on a Hanukkah album.
A Chris Isaac Hanukkah.
My phone's dead. I don't know what does Chris Isaac sound like? Someone pull up a Chris Isaac.
His
interview.
Talking voice?
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
What a wicked game to play.
He was a one-hit wonder?
Gay chicken.
You see, the fellas I played gay chicken with, they did not respect the rules.
They were actually gay.
No matter after you tapped out or what.
It's like
he was going to keep doing gay shit to
you. It's like playing regular chicken with a jihadist.
Good to be here.
Well, you've been here many, many times. This is a well-worn path to Australia for you, isn't it?
I love it. I love coming to Australia. It's my favorite place.
Oh, well, good answer. Can he stay?
Good answer. Welcome to Australia.
Now, we heard you was getting raped.
You're on Australia's most popular show. People have been raped in the morning. It's 8 a.m. Good morning, Sydney. We're talking to Chris Isaacs. Who was raped in jail over 10,000 times.
We heard you swallowed heaps cum.
We heard you had gay sex to the Looney Tunes theme song.
Well, it was rape. I wouldn't call it sex.
Australia is one of my favorite places. You know, it used to be a jail.
What?
Yeah, it was a prison colony originally. I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, it was just a bunch of blokes raping a bunch of mates.
And that's where I wrote Waltz and Matilda, was when I was in Australia. And, I found out it was a prison, and I suddenly started having flashbacks to, you know, Leroy and the guys holding me down, playing that Looney Tunes music. Just pulling a bed sheet over the bunk and getting that Looney Tunes music fired up and just pumping fire into my soul.
To this day, if I'm watching an episode of Looney Tunes, my asshole will open up.
The sound of a man eating carrots with his mouth open is, I tell you, that'll put me right back in the bushes, basically. I'm in the high jungle. There's a smell of napalm all around me. In a lot of ways, being raped in jail is my Vietnam. That was my generation's
and
Vietnam.
I hated getting raped.
And I wish I had just gone to Vietnam. Oh, I had the option to go to Vietnam. At least that kind of trauma would have gotten me parking spots.
They should have that. There should be special parking spots for guys that were raped in jail.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They are vets.
If pregnant women get it,
there should be
a way at the DMV you can get "I was raped in jail" plates.
So you say just jail rape, not regular rape.
Just jail rape.
Okay. Uh-huh. The most honorable.
Because it's something, it involves the community. It's a type of service.
Right. It happened in a government facility.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you're not a veteran if you get shot.
That's true.
You know?
Well, then I guess maybe just getting raped in the army, it would make sense.
No, those guys don't.
They don't deserve spots?
No.
Okay.
No, they're a disgrace. You know?
That's anyone who gets raped wearing the uniform.
I'll tolerate a lot of what we'll call off-color jokes on this show.
Yeah,
right.
But you got to draw a line.
You will not disrespect the army by bringing up those degenerates.
Who got raped, to be clear.
Yeah.
The degenerates are the ones you're calling. Yeah. You're calling the victims rape the victim. In the army degenerates. Just so I'm...
They have their own separate USO show where Chris Isaacs plays... We'll all be over here watching Pitbull.
That's right. Yeah.
And then the guys who got punked out, they can go see Chris Isaacs in the tent that's shaped like a giant bunk bed. They all serve.
Wow.
Yeah.
The whole special tent and everything. It seems like it would be really intricate.
This is a big county jail bunk bed. The size of a hangar that they all watch Chris Isaacs in.
Wow.
So good to be here in New Zealand. You're in Australia, mate. Not again. What a wicked game to play. Tricking me into not knowing the difference between Britain and Australia.
I'm trying to go to New Zealand, bro.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get some Kiwi pussy.
Yeah.
Maybe fuck the Prime Minister over there since she knows how to control coronavirus.
Yeah. They're weird. They don't have enough conflict. They don't have enough interpersonal conflicts.
Well, they had that horrible shooting.
No one's an asshole there, you know?
That's nice.
In New
Zealand?
Yeah, it sounds like it's apparently one of the nicest places.
You wouldn't get it because you like Chinese who are all assholes. You like a society that is...
Well, there should be...
Can we also...
There should be a little bit of... Like, you should have the option to not talk to homeless people if you don't have the time. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And I feel like New Zealand is not one of those places.
Yeah, it's like you have to talk.
Well, you have to talk to one homeless guy. Like take them to the library.
There's only one guy though. Everyone gets their week with the one homeless guy.
You got to let him come into your house and take a shower.
Right.
Yeah.
Their relationship with native culture is so funny because they're trying like
they're
so hard.
They're so proud of it.
It's so hard not to do it the way we did it, where they're like, "Let's fucking name a Pontiac after them."
And, or the way that Australia
Native
did
Americans
it.
Are like, "Oh, you." We don't want to be named the Pontiac. I'm like, all right, well then, fucking enjoy your like fake town in the woods.
Yeah,
we'll just forget
enjoy
about
the
you.
Shittiest the town on the shittiest land we could find.
And either we turn you into a cartoon character or nothing. Those are the options.
Alcoholism and diabetes or nothing.
Yep. And casino. Casino, they do get casinos.
They get sick ass casinos.
I love that they just changed the name of the Washington football team, thinking that. in like such a spiteful move, being like, okay, we'll just pick the worst name then. And then people are like, okay, fine.
I think it's a cool name.
Yeah, nobody cares.
It is kind of cool.
It's like a soccer team being named after the place, and that's it.
Which is most soccer teams.
Right.
Most soccer teams are just like fucking, you know.
Washington Football Club. It's yeah. cool.
FC. Yeah. Like Porto is, you know, man. Well, I guess Man United versus, you know, whatever. But yeah, that's everything is
it's
like
kind of cool.
What should the name be, Nick? What do you think, since you're so, you love the football team so much?
Or the Washington Chris Isaacs.
Are you thinking it should be the Washington Chris Isaacs?
Mm. And it's just a cartoon of Chris Isaac bent over, holding up to bars in a jail cell. And then just like a very racist caricature of a black man behind him.
But it's
holding
not...
onto his shoulders with like anger, like, you know, like the face of Popeye's enemy.
Bluto.
Bluto.
Yeah.
But he's got exaggerated racist
What's his name?
Features.
He's Bruto, but he's deaf or something. And that's why his name's Bluto.
Yeah.
I ate Popeye. I can't deal with Popeye.
I want some pussy from your skinny girlfriend.
I don't know why I ate this guy Popeye. I had to...
Why does Bluto want to fuck Popeye, sir?
Yeah, she got no tits and no ass.
He's a big guy. You'd think he'd want to thick him.
Dude, if I was dating
Olive,
he wants
to break her.
I would domestic violence Olive.
Why do you say that?
I just get those vibes from her.
Yeah, she'll always come back.
I don't even want to.
Yeah,
it's just,
she's
you know,
making
she's,
you.
She's from the 10s, mm-hmm. the 1910s.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Is that when Popeye takes place?
I don't know if I said this before, but I feel like all this stuff going on is a way to distract us from the fact that it's the 20s.
We've briefly mentioned
the Roaring Twenties.
How we should be getting flapper pussy.
We
right
should
now.
we should be able to be doing cons.
We should be doing cons. We should be at
running rackets.
We should be
a
at what's
con different than hosting a racist podcast and getting.
It is this is a pretty good con, honestly.
Yeah. You put the big bill on the outside, and on the inside is you pretending to say the N-word for 5 years.
Yeah.
You see, it's a beaner. You wrap it around, and we all buy big floppy hats. You, me, and Jake. Everything's greasy.
Do you guys ever see the Robert Williams Popeye?
What?
The Robert Williams Popeye, Adam.
You're thinking
heard him.
Of Robert Altman?
No, Robert... Fuck.
The one with...
Wait, what the fuck is his name?
The one with...
The Roger...
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
Roger Ailes Popeye.
But it's made by Robert Altman.
Yes,
so you're kind of close.
Yeah.
What would I say? Roger...
Oh, I eat spinach, and then my arms get big, but what if it was my dick? What if he's just picking up a traffic cone? What if my dick looked like this? Oh, but what if the large end was the end of my penis? Or what if it was the tiny... What if it was the tiny little end?
Who was the lady that played Olive in that?
The Shelley Duvall.
Yes, she was born to play Olive.
She's a... A very sad story, her life.
Oh, Shelley, yeah. She's got mental illness, and we're going to make it worse. Oh,
she's mentally
she's
ill.
Oh, we're going to...
Oh, she's going to go crazy.
We're going to make her go crazy.
We're going to put her in The Shining, and she's going to go crazy.
Oh, we're going to physically abuse her on the set. We're going to turn her out Chris Isaac style. We're playing a wicked game here with Shelley Duvall. Good morning, Vietnam!
Good morning, Shelley Duvall's pussy!
Good morning, Popeye!
He just keeps saying that the whole movie.
Good morning, Papa.
Shelley Duvall was kind of cute as Olive Oil, though. I won't front.
She was cute back in the day.
She was cute. I've seen some cute pics of her.
Yeah,
with her big ass teeth.
I kind of like a big tooth.
Why don't you
on
chomp
a girl?
On my fucking prickadel with those? What do you think of that, Shelley? So what happened to her, Adam? So that was bad?
I don't know. She just lives in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, she's
in
still
Texas.
Around?
She's just crazy now, apparently.
Interesting. What was her last movie?
Oh, spinach. But what if it was a can of shit?
What if it was a can of cum?
Oh, what if it was a can of shit
and
I was
I
eating
eat
shit?
And I'm gay.
And it makes my asshole bigger.
So fucking true. So fucking true, mate. She was in a movie called
Hey, it's me, your asshole.
She was in a movie called Man.
I'm the real boss, baby, now. It's me, big asshole.
and my asshole's big from eating shit. From eating a big old can of shit.
Apparently, Shelley Duvall was in a movie called Manna from Heaven. That was Jerry Orbach's final film before he died of prostate cancer.
From Law and Order.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
It grossed $500,000.
Oh, yeah. And one more thing. Can I see a cock? That's not... Columbo. Will return. Oh, yeah. One more thing.
One last thing.
One other thing.
The final clue.
I wanted to know if I could see your cock for a second.
Gay Columbo will return after these messages.
Columbo SVU.
He's actually the
one more thing. You mind if I take a quick Polaroid of your cock? Was this it? Was this the cock you were forced to suck? Yes.
Well, I don't know. It was bum, ba dum,
bum, 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 Columbo.
Peter Falk, shouts out to him. Wasn't that Columbo?
Yeah, it was.
Peter Falk.
He was a cool, legend. Cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
What other shit was he in that was not Columbo?
He was in that movie, Husbands.
Your favorite movie?
Yeah.
Well, I always kind of imagine the three of us would remake that movie.
He's in a bunch of
shit. I've never heard of that
There's
movie,
a bunch of shit you watch.
It's about fellas. Just,
he shows up. Was it Mikey and Nikki, I think, at the top of my head? That's probably another starring role for him.
He's great.
I used to watch Columbo. My grandma used to watch that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Used to watch Matlock.
Yeah, that was the go-to joke for what old people watch. I think
Matlock,
The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it wasn't even the go-to.
Maybe
I was just stealing that from The Simpsons as a child, which is a lot more probable.
Yeah, old people watch a lot of Murder, She Wrote.
And Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy. Mm-hmm. I used to go over to my grandma's house and watch it with her.
Yeah, me too.
It would be funny, an episode of Murder, She Wrote,
we didn't watch
where
much,
she just
though.
Gets the shit beaten out of her by a criminal.
And you want to know how I put it together?
Bitch.
Angela just shoots her kneecaps out.
Yeah, well, not even. Just kicks her legs out from under.
What was that show about? She's an author?
Yeah, she's an author and she solves murders.
And she's nosy?
You know, the best of all of those shows, and I'm sure I've said it on the show before, but Diagnosis Murder is...
You have definitely talked about that.
Diagnosis Murder is the best show of all time.
Mm-hmm. Diagnosis, they actually have a spinoff called Diagnosis Homo about you.
Did you know
this
that?
Is every episode Dick Van Dyke is like, oh, by the way, you're gay. I'm like, what? How? I was just going to get my lunch. Now I'm a fag? What in the hell happened? You see, when you went out to your car, you slipped on a banana peel and a cock went up your ass.
Is brought to you by being raped. Being raped. Try it today.
The gay team might be one of the funniest things.
Oh,
it's the best thing we've
ever
said.
It's an all-time.
And it was just in the hotel room in Cleveland, right?
I think so.
And then we tried to repeat it on the show, but that was definitely just...
It wasn't as good, but it wasn't as good as that, but the magic was so good that it translated somewhat.
Yeah. Dude, that was a great night.
That was a great riff. That was a great night.
A great night of riffing.
Dude, when we go up to the cabin, we sleep in one big bed together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just do drugs.
Here's the plan, everybody. We're getting a little Airbnb, and we're just going to game record through the holidays.
Yep.
Yep.
So if you're wondering why we're doing post-election shit and we don't know who the president is nor care... It's because
we're pretty sure it's Joe Biden at this point.
Yeah,
it's because we need to collectively.
It's been 4 years.
Think about nothing but fucking pecan pie.
Yeah, dude.
For like a month and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm gonna go to Baltimore. I'm gonna work on my house.
Mm-hmm.
Might finish the basement, dude.
Yeah.
Do a little demo reno.
That'd be fun.
I'm gonna go to Jamaica, meet a Tay Diggs type character.
Just get your cheeks blown out.
Try to get my groove back.
Mm-hmm. Won't work.
Come either. Back with a. One,
so yeah. Anyway, we're gonna
one braid with beads in it.
I'm gonna get cornrows on the back of my hair one day. I'm gonna get cornrows. Have a little fucking.
That would look great.
Have the little pink purple beads like little girls have.
Play White Iverson before you walk in a room.
So yeah, I can't wait to recreate Cleveland while we're fucking.
That's the hardest I've ever laughed.
While we're all
what?
When Stav and I ate those edibles and you were reading us that news article.
All right.
It is the hardest I've ever laughed.
Yeah.
That was so fucking funny.
Yeah.
And you guys will never know what it was.
You'll never know what it was. You'll never know. We can't say it. Oh my God. Now that I'm thinking about it again.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh. Yeah. I'm going to fucking smoke a pork shoulder.
That might have been the happiest I've been in the last 5 years of my life.
Yeah. Sometimes something gets you just so goddamn
just
good.
Hits you right there. That's what we're all chasing.
Yeah.
That's what all these riffs are really chasing.
I mean, it had a couple weeks ago, that night, getting your dick sucked before Christmas definitely got me pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
But before that,
we had a couple nice ones. We had a good one in the car the other day. I don't remember what it was.
I had one like 6 months ago laughing about a guy that has like a two-dimensional dick. Mm-hmm. And just be like, oh, yeah, my dick's a piece of paper. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, my dick, it's...
Nah, I can't really go in your pussy. Nah, it doesn't exist on that many planes.
I mean, it can cut you up, but it's, yeah, it's a piece of paper. I don't know, even now, I can't get into whatever the space I was in.
Yeah. Sorry, man.
Made that one do it for me.
It's about this.
Very
similar, it's all about the moment.
Very similar to the wheelchair thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Which you guys may have remembered from last regular episode.
Last 1 week ago.
They're
today.
So jumbled at this
point. Oh, they remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fuck, dude. We didn't have lunch between this time.
I ate a bunch of trail mix.
I had a little bit of trail mix. I had a little bit of Adam's leftover fried rice.
That's pretty good, no?
It's pretty good. I'm regretting not having all of it.
They put goji berries in it.
You can eat all. You can go eat all.
No,
of
don't
it,
finish. I want to eat it after this.
You can have
to. Nick said I could.
No,
I
just it's not it his.
Could. But he said I could.
I do believe I'm supposed to eat one of your hats.
For what? Because Biden won?
Because Biden won. So I got to find that hat and eat it.
I'll give you a hat to eat.
No, I'm going to eat it.
He wants the one he stole from you that you actually like.
I'm eating the one that you want.
I miss that hat so much.
That's such a good hat.
Yeah, and it's about to be lunch.
Come on, man. It's
the hat eater.
That's true, the Mad Hatter.
I remember one time when I was a kid, me and my cousin ate all of my other cousin's makeup. That was like one of the best moves we ever did.
You
her.
Ate it.
Yeah, I was like, let's eat all our makeup. That way she can't tell.
Like,
what's she gonna say? They ate all my makeup. They won't know how to punish us.
Yeah, she,
did they?
She could say that.
And she did, and they didn't know what to do about it.
That is weird. I'll give you that.
Yeah. That is awesome.
It's what the Joker would do.
That's true. Actually, you know what that was? That was Nick admitting he's trans. He wanted to send the girl inside of him some makeup by eating it.
Wow, that's deep.
A real shrink.
You really
be able to
unpack
tell
that.
That's maybe what a first order brain would come up with. One dimensional thinking.
Number one, bitch. First order. What are you? Third, fourth?
Occam's razor, dude.
I'm number one, bitch. I got the number one type of brain.
We're in dangerous territory here. I got to pull up the calendar and see the reads for next week. Blue Chew and Ridge Wallet. Okay, good.
Before,
my phone's at 1%.
Okay.
Okay. So your phone is at the same percentage as how big your dick is?
Yeah. The first percent of...
Not percentile.
First, yes.
Percent.
No,
there's
you
a difference.
Stop. You walked into that.
No, I didn't, Adam. Don't back him up when we got him. We're right where we want him.
Call him like I see him. I call him like I see him.
Look, I know when you're trying to...
Percent versus percentile.
I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for you. I'm not rooting for Nick.
As soon as we got into this first order business, I said to myself, go ahead, let him. It's math. He'll do himself in.
And you know what?
You know what?
Math, I'm always the silent killer when it comes to math.
Out of the three of us?
Out of the three of us.
Silent killer is hypertension.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. I'm the silent killer in the same way that hypertension does a lot of Americans in. I do you idiots in by actually knowing more math. And percentile is different than percent. And 1% of a dick, which is what Nick has, is not the same as the top 1% of having
it
a dick.
It could be the same
which
thing.
Is what I have. No.
It could be the
no,
same thing.
No. Nick has 1% of a penis. I have the number
you
1%.
Didn't say
actually,
1%
I'm sorry.
Of a penis.
I'm sorry. I take that back. I have the 99th percentile penis. That's the best, I just realized. And 1%, you can have that, Nick. and then we'll let the people decide. Well, as I could, am the silent killer.
Wait, I can't wait until you're wrong about how percentiles
work. He could have the 1%, like the 1%. No, of people are
it's
the
not we
people.
Are the 1%. I take back what I said. He has 1% of a penis, and he is in the 1 percentile of penises. I'm in the 99 percentile of penises.
Out of all the penises.
And do you understand how convinced that I am that I'm correct, that I could just say Nick has that,
uh-huh,
and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I'm betting that my penis is the opposite of whatever I think his
is.
Well,
you can bet at ridgewallet.com.
Yep.
You can bet on that.
Tell us a little bit about this product, Nick. You use it.
I do use it. Yeah. Ridge Wallet is a male solution for men.
Mm.
It's a male money solution for
men.
It's a wallet that is truly proven to prevent women from getting their mitts on your cash.
So true. I hate when whores get a hold of my coin.
I hate it when the broads are always trying to hit me up for cash.
They're fucking sluts.
And they only want one thing, women. This.
Nick is holding his hands and making the...
He's doing the money rubbing money thing sign.
In a rare... display, he's being sexist with that.
Yeah.
Whereas,
and not anti-Semitic.
Almost always, that thing is anti... He's used in the service of anti-Semitism.
You know what? I just love seeing you mix it up.
It's nice to see you mix it up.
Right. And so they created a wallet for guys.
Yes.
And also...
straight guys.
Lesbians.
And lesbians.
And guys.
And they, thems. Feeling masked that particular day.
Actually, it's not for lesbians. There's no way to attach a wallet chain to it.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
It's lesbian and Hispanic...
proof.
Yeah. Lesbian and rap rock proof wallet.
Wow, that's big.
Wow. Yeah.
Sorry,
you can't wear it. But the Ridge Wallet's great. It's two little pieces of metal or carbon fiber or whatever. And they're held together with these elastic bands.
Yeah.
And it's the exact profile of a credit card. So look at that stuff.
I love that.
All my cards lined up perfectly.
Very beautiful.
Yeah.
You could...
Orderly.
You could bounce a piece of pussy off that.
You could bounce...
Perfectly uniform.
You could go ahead and slide that right down a couple of pussy cheeks.
Mm-hmm. Easy money.
And
easy.
Leave.
Whereas a big bulky wallet like what Adam has...
Yeah.
You could get no pussy with
good
that.
Good luck. They're going to tell you to leave the strip club because you're embarrassing yourself with your stupid fucking grandpa wallet.
Mm-hmm. No, they want your money, dude.
Nah, they'll take your money, then they'll fucking kick you out. Whereas with the Ridge Wallet, they say, wow, this is awesome. Thank you for the money. Can we suck your cock? Nice
look
wallet.
At this, got this,
look at this captain
it's got
of
this,
industry.
This indent on the bottom. You push the cards up from the
love
bottom.
That. It's easy access.
You know, easy access. You just...
slides right out.
Slides the card right out there. You know, I use the tap, so I do that.
Ooh, look at you.
And then I put it away.
Put it right back in.
And that's how quick.
And they have a bunch of other shit, too, I think, right?
Yeah, they got phone cases. They got a backpack. They got a helmet for disabled kids.
Mm-hmm. The Ridge Retard line.
The Ridge the Honda Retard. Mm-hmm. The toughest truck. The mid-truck segment.
The Honda Mongoloid.
A truck as powerful as a retard. Available at ridgewallet.com.
Respect.
Mm-hmm.
So go to their fucking website, ridge.pussy.com.
Ridge.com, promo code Cumtown to get 10% off the Ridge Wallet.
Wow. Steal.
That's a great deal.
A fucking steal.
I think
they
might have like free shipping or something. But I can't recommend this thing enough.
The man loves his Ridge Wallet.
I truly.
I know you do.
This and the underwear, definitely.
Which...
Not this week.
Not sorry, no free.
Yeah.
Nothing for free, motherfucker.
I like the underwear, but guess who's not gonna hear the fucking
nice
name.
Fart.
You're not gonna hear it unless we get fucking paid.
Unless I get sexed in.
You made yourself cough with your fart.
That's a fucking...
You're gonna get sick from that one.
As long as I get I like to get sexed into my clothes.
This one is really sticking around.
You're
the microphone.
Poisoning
Stav's
yourself,
got self COVID.
You're putting...
Can you get COVID from your own ass? No chance.
That's how it started.
Stav's doing it's the opening scene from Midsommar, and he's got a hose in
Never
his ass.
It.
You haven't seen Midsommar?
Mm-mm. It sucks.
The opening sequence is great, where the girl kills herself.
What? Yeah. Spoiler.
No, it's...
first 2 minutes of the movie.
Spoiler. Thank you very much.
Spoiler train.
What the fuck? I should only look at Greg Proops's Twitter feed.
Yeah, he's probably
throughout the election.
Really, he's probably so stoked off Biden.
Kamala's going to the top, and
it's Kamala, right? Or Kamala, which one?
Carmelo. Yeah.
Carmela.
It's Carmelo.
Yeah. Carmela.
Oh, that's great, Tony. You think I'm black.
Everybody thinks you're fucking black.
You're fucking black.
Nobody knows you're half Indian.
You're saying all this shit about Tupac, embarrassing us. Go get some fucking chicken vindaloo.
Yeah. You fucking bitch. I come home. I want Lamb, Rogue, and Josh.
You're coming over here with all this fucking black shit.
Fucking shit making me watermelon and fried chicken.
I want a little bit of sake.
Make me a fucking samosa.
I don't want any fried okra and collard greens.
I want Indian Tony Soprano, who's married to Carmela Harris, and he's mad she's black instead of Indian.
Christopher. When I tell you I don't mean my strip club, I don't mean that do it in 30 minutes. What is the matter with you?
Tony Soprano.
Very good. Very, very nice stuff there.
So it's promo code what?
Wake up in the morning. Have a gun.
Have a gun to yourself.
Can't wait to drive on the Goebbels Bridge. Take the Lincoln Tunnel. Smoke a cigar.
Damn.
Mama always said you'd be married to someone.
Married at 12.
You're going to be married to the Sopranos.
I would love Volatile Sopranos.
That would be great.
You're going to picking up the money.
Yeah. The promo code,
Do you say the
Cometown,
promo code?
RidgeWallet.com.
RidgeWallet.com/Cometown.
Yeah.
And then you get 10% off.
It's a great deal.
It really is. I would get the carbon fiber one. If you want to be like me, that's the one I have.
Uh-oh. You hear that, folks?
If you want to be like me, you get this carbon fiber one. In 2 weeks, I guarantee you, you're going to have number one podcast.
That's right.
You don't become the Michael Jordan of podcasting by doing anything. Just got to have the...
Just like Jordan. If you ever watched The Last Dance, he kind of sort of fell into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the right place, right time.
You got to dress for the job.
How about Indian Michael Jordan?
Yes.
That'd be good.
He's like, I don't take pictures with black people.
I think for everyone, Nick is referring to the chameleon era anecdote where Michael Jordan apparently refused to take pictures with chameleon era and says he does not take pictures.
The most,
I believe,
relatable Michael Jordan story. It's a chameleon story about how human Michael Jordan is. How he's just like everyone else.
He's just like everyone else.
He's just a normal guy.
Normal guy who refused to be seen in pictures with black people. Bobby Kelly has a story where LeBron refused to take a picture with him at a boxing match.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. He's such a nice guy, too.
I think LeBron was getting pussy or something.
Right. At the moment.
He was taking pictures with a bunch of girls.
In the audience.
Yeah. He was getting pictures with a bunch of girls, and then Bobby asked for one, and he was like, no, you fucking faggot. I don't think he said all that, but he just told him to fuck off.
Mm. What if he also was like, I don't take pictures
Michael Jordan in the story said the N-word.
Yeah.
Which the way I read that is I think he meant it is to say I don't take pictures with dudes.
It would be funny if, yeah, of course, that's what he meant. If, like, if Chameleon Era said that story happened when he was 10. he's an 11-year-old boy.
That would be awesome.
It's like the year Space Jam came out.
I do like
Michael Jordan's at Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
promoting space,
yeah.
Or at Six Flags or wherever.
Wherever the fuck.
It's funny that Six Flags is like, oh, it's Warner Brothers. It's like, is it?
Is it?
I thought it was Six Flags. They got Looney Tunes. They got the Tasmanian Devil there and shit and Bugs Bunny. Yeah. They got a bunch of Warner Brothers shit.
Oh, wow.
But I guess Six Flags was its own brand before.
Yeah, it was. Six Flags over Texas.
Adventure. Oh, really?
Yep.
Is that how it started?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Yeah, it's a Texas heritage thing.
What is Six Flags of Texas?
Texas had Six Flags. The flag of the Republic of Texas, the Mexican flag, the flag of the United States, the flag of the United States, and then the
Dolly Parton fan club flag.
Yeah, then
with
the
big ass tits around it.
I'm trying to remember what the Six Flag is.
Who cares? Fuck Texas.
I don't know. Texas is cool.
Yeah, I like
Texas.
If your dick is small.
Texas almost went to Biden.
Nice, man. You got me there.
Yeah.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did.
It was closer than...
It's truly wild. We're out here now, and Texas is a battleground state, which no one thought that this would be, hey, fuck you, faggot newsman. And it's to how far Texas has come. Suck my dick, you fucking gay news faggot. Go back to New York City. And Texas has been brought into the 21st century.
They've been brought into the fold.
The Austinization of the state.
Hey, you look like Chris Isaac.
Oh, we got ourselves a little Chris Isaac here, boys.
Ooh, where's my truck?
Ready to sing for us, Chris Isaac?
We're going to chain this guy to the back of my Tesla.
Oh, fuck yeah, I'm voting for Biden.
Mm.
Carmela. Why do you only make it? You have to make the vindaloo in such a particular way. It has to be made exactly the way I like it particularly. I am gone. And,
what the fuck?
I am gone and they have to bring over, she brings over the Indian version of a priest. Which I guess is an elephant.
Dalsim.
She watches a movie with Dalsim from Street Fighter, our priest, and he's a Fanook.
It still says Fanook.
I'm lucky he's a Fanook.
My favorite part of Sopranos, the best joke is when
tone down the Indian stuff.
Stop being
bit.
So Indian. Sal, I do not have time for this.
I do not have it.
Tone, I was wondering.
I love it, T. I just had some tomosas.
T, I was thinking. Maybe you could get a bunch of Indian guys to hang out with instead of Italians.
That maybe would make more sense.
Yeah, Tone, I was wondering how I'm like your nephew.
Kamala Harris's nephew or something.
I'm Kamala, but she's Indian too.
But she's either black or Indian.
She's
I'm
black
Italian.
Or Indian,
but everyone
I'm
else
Italian.
Is Italian.
Yeah.
Well, fuck. I was going to say something, but I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck was it about?
Ralph Cifaretto.
No. I wish it was, though. Oh, no. My favorite joke was on The Sopranos was when... Tony Blundetto starts the massage therapy thing,
mm-hmm.
and it's owned by Koreans, obviously, and it's next door to a pet store. And then Tony comes in, he's like, oh, this will be good if anybody, you know, is hungry.
Yeah.
And then the daughter of the Koreans there, and then Christopher, and then, like, a whole other thing happens. 5 minutes later, Christopher comes in, he's like, oh, they got a fucking pet store next door in case anybody needs a snack. It's like, they just back-to-back both guys are going to make that fucking joke. And it was so beautiful. They both can't help themselves.
Go watch that
scene. You're going to love it, folks.
Wake up this morning. Have a gun.
Take a drive
in your car. Smoke a cigarette and drive the Goebbels Bridge. Go to Staten Island. Look, there is New York City. Oh, now you have to stop and pay the toll. And now we are in Newark. Here is a pork store. and Pizza Land. Thank you. Wicked game to play.
Do they eat pork? No, they don't eat beef.
I don't think
they don't eat cows.
Yeah, they don't eat cows.
Yeah, I don't think they eat pork, maybe either. A lot of them are vegetarian.
But, I guess I've never seen pork on an Indian menu.
Mm-hmm. No.
Interesting. And I guess they eat lamb because they can't eat beef.
That's right.
Interesting.
Not a bad trade-off.
Yeah, but beef, it's a better day-to-day situation. It's a bigger animal, too.
Yeah, that's true.
You get more bang for your buck that way.
I'm thinking about going vegan again.
You were never vegan.
No, but I was thinking about it before.
Oh, you're thinking about it again.
I'm thinking about it again.
I'm thinking about rewatching Wallace and Gromit.
Really?
Yeah, but how do you like that, bitch? It's pussy.
It's a fine thing to think about. Come on, man.
Fuck, he got your ass, Adam.
I'm thinking about rewatching. I'm thinking about going home and rewatching Wallace and Gromit. You fucking pussy. I'm going to watch fucking British baby movies.
Now, are those, is that a show or do they have movies only?
It's a like, claymation movie.
I know what it is, they're but short, it, do they have shows?
They're short movies. They're short stories in movies.
How short are the movies?
They're like 30 minutes.
That's not a movie, bro. That's a fucking show. Yeah.
You slap like three of those together. That's a movie, though.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum.
I
bum, 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 suck on my dick and my penis.
Look, Gromit, it's pants that suck your dick
while you wear them.
Fuck yeah, dude.
The Pants That Suck Your Dick, starring Wallace and Gromit.
That shit looks so annoying to do.
Claymation?
Yeah.
Apparently it takes forever.
He would do it with his ass, too.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That takes even longer.
He would put all the clay in his ass.
It was all poo.
He would
and he would shit it out in the perfect exact
yeah,
way.
Yeah, Robin Williams did all the art.
He would color all the poo.
Oh, what if I played with my own shit? Oh, what if I made little tiny guys with all of my shit? And then I took pictures and then stopped and moved them. And now they become a different shape. And now it's animated and it's different and it's fun. And maybe I'm Robin Williams and you could do something a little more sexual. Maybe
okay.
Shove the shit up your ass.
Our old friend.
And once the shit is in there, you can get your friend Robin to come by. And then I can fuck you in the ass. That's right. And nice. It's called Popeye 2 Wicked Games.
Wicked Game, huh?
Yeah.
Popeye 2 Wicked Game.
Popeye 2 Wicked Game. Popeye eats the wrong spinach, and it's actually child pornography, and he goes to jail. And guess what happens in there? Uh-huh. He gets mamba'd like Chris Isaac.
Wouldn't Popeye rape back, though, or stop him?
And then he rapes. He drinks the cum and it makes him strong. Very good, very good, very good. I like the way this is going. Just riff out this movie. I'll call it Big Chill 3 Popeye. Okay.
I thought it was Popeye 2 Wicked Game.
The Wicked
Game,
yeah. No, it's the sequel to Big Chill 2 Wicked Drift.
Interesting.
They did in Tokyo.
I love that idea.
Big Chill 2 Tokyo Drift. It's a bunch of Japanese boomers that get together and remember the bombing of Nagasaki and Hiroshima.
That would be fucked
just
up.
Just stoically remember it.
Where they're all dying of cancer in their 40s, but...
From the fallout.
But, the radiation has made their cocks very big. And they
wow, that's an interesting philosophical question.
And they can't stop fucking each other.
What about their pussies?
And it's Big Chill 3 Tokyo Drift.
Now, does the radiation make their pussies different size?
The women are all Korean sex slaves.
Oh, I see.
From the period in which the Japanese were doing
that's historically accurate.
Yeah, we're
had chattel slavery
doing their own little
Koreans.
Hiroshima, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a little Nagasaki.
Yeah. <That's awesome. laughs>
Okay, that's a great idea. That's, I like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, that's a good movie. And what if that was a movie?
Oh, can I be in it? I'll take my eyes back. I've got my own tape.
I'm already doing it.
I've already brought my own tape to tape my eyes back. They we can save. Think about how much we can save on makeup. I got all this stuff in the Mrs. Doubtfire set. We were going to do Mrs.
We
Doubtfire
do
2.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hong Kong Sally.
Hong Kong Sally.
Oh, come to be your maid. Robin, I know that's you. You can't see your kids. Robin, who's Robin? I'm just a Japanese from Hiroshima. Look how big my penis is from radiation. Mom, I'm not sure that's Dad. That is a pretty big cock, and it should be small because she's Japanese.
That's
right. All right, but if you turn out to be my husband again, this time it's curtains for you, pal.
This time, I'm going to fuck Pierce Brosnan in front of you.
That's good. I don't know if we'll be able to get Sally Fields for the picture because... A couple years ago.
Oh, no. What did you do, Jeff?
What?
Jeff, no. What did you do? She seems like such a sweet lady.
I think we all know exactly.
Did you put her in your ass?
I shoved her.
Oh, no, Jeff.
A couple of years ago, I got a little messed up off Fig Newtons and shoved Sally Fields up my ass.
Damn.
Damn, Jeff.
Well, there goes fucking Miss Doubtfire 2, Hong Kong Sally.
Hong Kong Sally.
fuck. Great idea.
It's such a funny name.
Fucking. She's Japanese. And her name's Hong Kong
Sally. Yeah. She's from Hiroshima.
Mm-hmm. She has a big dick.
Huge cock.
She got blown up in her.
Well, it all checks out. Yeah. That is a big penis for a woman. For a Japanese woman named Hong Kong Sally.
BlueChew.com.
Yeah. If you're not from Hiroshima.
If you want a big cock, hard cock.
And you didn't develop a large penis from nuclear fallout, but you want a hard dick, go to BlueChew.com.
That's absolutely correct, Adam. You go to BlueChew.com. And you don't have to talk to some fucking bitch-ass doctor.
Go ahead and type your name in with your penis, mm-hmm. and then they'll be able to tell.
They'll be able to tell if it's harder.
From
not.
The font. Oh, what if it was? What if my dick was small?
He's just squishing his dick.
Yeah.
Just pulling, holding the skin around the head and squeezing it back. And oh, what if I had a little chode?
I have a little chode.
And a little German chode, like a chancellor.
I'm so ready to make semen.
Heil Hitler, Vietnam. Robin, pull your pants back.
Robin, no, please.
Robin makes no sense.
Robin, stop saying Nazi stuff with your dick out.
We're back on Inside the Actors Studio with Robin Williams. Robin, tell us, could you please put your pants back on?
Put your penis back in your pants.
We'll get to that.
Robin, this is a straight interview. It's not a performance.
When you were, I have to ask, your first major breakthrough role, Popeye, did you... At any point during the production of this iconic film, did you by any chance get to have sex with Shelley Duvall? Perhaps... The in-between scenes. Maybe you and Shelley Duvall.
Maybe back at the hotel.
Well, there was plenty of downtime on set, and maybe struck him.
They got to change the film.
I have never had sex.
God damn, dude! I wish there was a show like that.
Just chase with it.
Pussy from Shelley Duvall.
Did Robert Altman fuck her?
Did anyone on set get pussy from Shelley Duvall?
Was she fucking? Was she even maybe a boy, a steady boyfriend she had? That she was bringing around and introducing to people. Can you imagine that they were fucking on set?
Fuck yeah, dude.
If you like sex, you'll like BlueChew.com.
You'll love BlueChew.com.
BlueChew.com.
You'll love it, man. It makes your dick hard. What else do you want? What else do you need to fucking know, man?
No doctor's appointments necessary. They get you in touch with a medical professional over the internet.
This shit was COVID safe prior to it. You could already do it online.
That's right.
So
telemedicine is the rave now.
They were already doing it this way beforehand. You go on, you sign up. I actually slowed my shit down. I had to put it on pause because I was too optimistic with
how much.
How many blue chews I was
Yeah, I was
take.
Getting 85 every 2 weeks delivered to my house.
I did. Because it's like, you know, we get it, or we had a promo code at one point for us. It just gets it for free.
I think that's over now.
And it was immediate. They're like, what do you mean do I want? Give me the maximum
option.
Of
course, yeah. And I didn't change it after they started charging us.
Right. I had like a fucking 10 Cloverfield Lane supply. You know,
do those ever go? Do they go bad?
No, medicine never goes bad.
That's what I heard as well.
Yeah, it's always good.
Mm-hmm.
They have generic Viagra and Cialis.
It's Tadalafil, Sildalafil.
They take that shit. They add some kind of nice flavor to it.
It's a nice like berry, like a blueberry.
It's
style
not medicine
candy.
Taste. It tastes like candy. I've actually had trouble eating too
many. I was giving
many.
It to trick or treaters.
I was putting razor blades in it and handing it out to kids.
And those kids became cutters.
Yeah.
Well, there's no better way to commit suicide than get a hard dick and slice your cock vein.
Yeah.
Well, that makes me sad just thinking about it.
The Joker.
Yeah.
That's what the Joker did.
You want to know how I got this scar? You want to know how I got this scar?
Oh, yeah. Let's get a Jeff Goldblum Riddler.
Joke Herblum. Yeah.
Joke Herblum.
Hey, Murray, when you bring me out, what is a Joker? Can you call me faggot? Sure thing, faggot. Whatever you want.
Dude, it's fucked up that he killed Murray, dude. What did Murray do to him? I just thought about that.
Murray made fun of him.
Oh, actually, I guess he did make fun of him.
Yeah.
Who's there? It's the police. Your son has been killed in a drunk driving accident.
It's a very funny joke.
Dude, that's one of the funniest scenes in any movie of all time ever.
We were definitely laughing in the theaters.
BlueChew.com.
Okay. Promo code Cumtown, we think.
You go there, you fucking generic Sildalafil or Sinafib.
Tadalafil.
You get an intro pack, it changes your life.
If you know the names of the drugs, you're a fucking nerd.
Yeah.
Who doesn't have sex.
And you get addicted and you won't be able to fuck without it.
Unlike me, a different kind of nerd.
Who does have sex.
It also doesn't have sex, but they don't know things either. The best kind of nerd.
Yeah, a stupid nerd.
Just a guy that sucks.
Yep.
Just a
it's
loser.
It's better to be a stupid nerd for sure than a smart nerd.
Just Booger from Revenge of the Nerds.
That's right.
I used to think that character was cool. I'm like, he's not one of the nerds.
You thought Booger was cool?
Yeah, like, he's just a fucking loser.
Yeah.
I guess I relate. I could relate to that.
He's even more of a loser than the nerds.
Yeah, right. He's not good at anything.
Yeah, he's not going to start Apple.
He just sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, Booger's going to end up working at like Batteries Plus.
Yeah.
And like wait, like get, like go cruising into his near 40s trying to get like a certificate that licenses him to work for like Verizon touching the lines, touching phone boxes of some sort.
That is
studying.
Cool.
Yeah, they finally put me in charge of touching the boxes. BlueChew.com. What the fuck else am I forgetting?
You know, you got in-person doctor's visits. Your fucking cock gets hard.
It works great.
It'll fucking spice up the bedroom. If you hate your significant other and you can't dick her or him down, guess what? Buy that relationship 4 to 6 more months with dick pills.
Right. Mm-hmm. We're all stuck in COVID right now, watching the clock, waiting for a vaccine so we could break up with the person we live with because it's impractical to do so now.
Right.
Get yourself some BlueChew.com and get through those last 4 months.
That's right.
Or maybe 6 or maybe a year.
Maybe a couple years.
Who knows?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, promo code cometownbluechew.com. Get your dick hard. Get it sucked by a guy or a girl or, a non-gender-conforming person or an old guy or an old woman.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, send a couple of them to a nursing home and see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Get your grandpa's dick hard.
Cuomo style.
Yeah. fucking Drew Cuomo.
I love how poorly the videos of him and his brother on, like, joking around it aged. I love how bad that looks now.
I hate them.
They were horrible at the fucking time, and people were like,
oh. People loved it.
President Cuomo.
I'm a Cuomo sexual.
No, you're just a homosexual.
There you go.
Oh.
Very nice.
Oh, I have to take a shit out of my ass.
Oh, I'm going
to
shit.
Oh, I ate too much trail mix.
And it really carried
me through the beginning of the show, but now I'm trail
now
mix
I'm
crashing.
Tired.
Now I'm crashing from too
We've
much
We've only
trail
got about 4 minutes left.
Oh, perfect.
Let's run out the clock. We barely are going to
It was nice eating all that dark chocolate, but there was a lot of salt in it also.
I wish I had some more.
Maybe I'll get some for your blood pressure.
Maybe I'll get some trail mix.
Don't even make me think about my blood pressure. I haven't checked it in a while.
Sorry for bringing it up on the show.
It's getting kind of up there.
Yeah, it's a fucking disaster is what it is.
I'm going to die. Oh.
The silver lining is that I probably won't ever get cancer because I'm going to have a heart attack at 47.
Oh, fuck, dude. Wow. I guess I'm just going to have to go home and have dinner without... I miss getting lunch in between the shows. It threw me off, I got to be honest.
No, I have to go upload this fucking shit.
That's true.
You got to go to the city.
No, we've got a nice schedule worked out where I can do it. The day after.
Right.
And then,
But the election threw us off.
Yeah, because we were like, all right, we'll
gotta
push.
Give these guys
this show
fresh
is
news.
We'll
content.
Push for a day and then wait until the election happens. But it's like, there's going to be an answer, and it'll be, boy, we finally know for sure, no one will care anymore.
The most boring
answer.
If
I know when I mean me.
Yeah. Well, little Dick Joe probably won, right? It's like 99%.
I wonder if Garfield's cock has stripes like his tail.
That's a good question.
That's an excellent question.
When you were on the
set. We should answer for 2.5 minutes exactly.
Of Garfield to A Tale of Two Kitties. Was there any... What the fuck is this shit?
What did you get a text?
I don't know, I just get fucking... People just call me all the time. Here's the thing. Don't call me because I'm not going to answer the phone.
That's right.
I usually keep my phone on Do Not Disturb, but I was waiting on a phone call from a customer service department, so I turned it off today.
Mm.
But usually just goes to...
You're a new Do Not Disturb guy.
Do Not Disturb.
Please disturb this dick.
I'm trying to make my art right now.
Yeah.
You know,
and you're getting
disturbed. Interrupting my process.
You're interrupting my artistic process. Would you walk in on David Bowie having sex with a black man and be like, "Woo, Ziggy Stardust"? Maybe I can call you maybe I'll call you on the phone.
No, you would never. You have too much respect for Ziggy Stardust and how gay he is.
Yeah. So what makes you think you could do that to me?
And that's
I heard David Bowie wrote Labyrinth.
Huh?
I heard he was faking being gay.
He was faking being gay. He tried it out
and he said it wasn't for him.
He gets pussy, dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But is it true that him and Mick Jagger fucked each other in the ass?
That'd be pretty cool if they did.
That would honestly be pretty cool.
It would be funny if there was a rock star that was like literally just never fucked and was like lying about it. Like Axl Rose has just never had sex.
That would be awesome. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or what's his name? The guy from Poison.
Brett Michaels?
Yeah, Brett Michaels.
Nah, dude, I watched Rock of Love. That guy gets pussy.
He ran through that whole house.
That's why they had to have the show.
to get him pussy for the first time.
He was sitting with his producer friend, and he was like, I've never actually had sex. And he's like, Brett, are you kidding me? We're going to make a TV show. I'll call all my cousins at the bank and the studios, and we'll make a show.
Right.
What kind of accent is that?
It's a New York accent. Come on, dude.
It's an uptown guy, man.
It's true. It's guy.
I'm Puerto Rican. I'm from the Bronx.
I'm Dominican.
I'm not a player. I just crush your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever watched Rock of Love?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My girlfriend at the time watched every episode.
Hell yeah.
And Flavor of Love as well.
And I would sit there getting drunk.
Respect.
Yeah.
Rock That's of cool. Love, I find to be better than Flavor. Well, actually, I don't know that to be true or fair. Flavor of Love has some absolute banger moments as well.
They're both kind of in the way that we were watching those Maury, You Are Not the Father videos. They're both a testament to a simpler time.
Fuck yeah, dude. I'm all in on Maury, You Are Not the Father videos recently.
Yeah.
Or just, actually, you know what? I like going in not knowing what's going to happen. We watched the compilation, but I like watching the whole 10-minute clip. I want to be taken on a journey by Mr. Povich.
I just want to watch daytime TV. You know what I miss is being like 2 o'clock in the morning and watching like infomercials because there's nothing else to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
winning in the cash flow business. Just those like late hours because they're new to you when you're like fucking 11 or 12.
Oh my God, yeah.
Just the fact that you're even up that late.
It feels awesome.
Yeah. It's like going to a floor in a building you've never been allowed mm-hmm. to go to before. Mm-hmm.
Little do you know, most of your life is going to be in that horrible floor.
Yeah, I mean, like I go to bed at fucking 10 o'clock now, most of the time.
That's
I'm up at like 6 a.m., 5, 6 a.m. every day.
Respect.
I got obsessed with the George Foreman grill infomercial, and I made my parents get it.
You know what I used to love was the Chef Tony. You remember Chef Tony with his knives?
How about the Gazelle freestyle?
Of course. That was a classic.
Yeah, that guy's hilarious.
And of course.
That's such a good look.
Yeah.
And let's not forget Girls Gone Wild. How much do we all beat off to those breasts?
Oh, I
call now. 1-800-FUCK-MY-PUSSY. Sex phone.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll start a phone sex line. Because now everybody has my phone number. I'll just get that. I'll port it over like a desk phone. Uh-huh. And then just do phone sex.
I'll
figure out a way to make it like a toll number.
Uh-huh. A 1-900.
Yeah, and then you have to put in a credit card number, and then I'll have sex with you on the phone. As any celebrity you choose.
Oh, nice.
That would be
hot. I'll do the best I can. It's my own type. You know, it's called Cameo 2 Hong Kong Sound. And you put your credit card in. You specify which celebrity you want to have
you
fun
would,
sex
I'm not
with.
Even joking. You would make so much money if you did that.
Mm-hmm.
If you just charge like a dollar a second. A dollar every 30 seconds.
Hello. My name is Bruce Willis.
That's good.
And I'm sucking your cock right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I can feel how hard you are through your pants.
It's making my ass wet.
It's making me pucker up in my ass. You've reached AOL Gay Phone. For gay sex, press 1.
Every call is $50, and then if it goes over 4 minutes, it's...
For blowjobs, press 2. For movie times, press 3.
Damn.
Due to the COVID-19 situation, our hours are modified, and you can only get your dick sucked over the phone Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern to 4 p.m. Also Eastern.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, that was a rush calling in to see when the movies were, dude.
I never did
movie
it that
film?
Way.
Yeah. I looked in the newspaper.
Yeah, I was a newspaper guy. Yeah,
you could do either one.
I felt like a grown-up looking in the newspaper.
I remember my friend would call movie phone. I'd be like, what are you, the king of France?
I used to love doing it, dude.
Yeah.
No.
Take notes.
No, just have your shit special. Just look in the newspaper, all right?
Some
remember looking up when shows would be on in the newspaper?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. In the TV guide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the whole part of that fucking magazine.
To find out when the shows are on. Yeah.
Ridiculous. What a fucking stupid life.
I used to look up when Skinemax stuff was on. Every Sunday, the new TV guide would come out, and I'd set up a little schedule for
it's,
beating
it's
off.
It's so funny how fucking old that sounds now.
I know.
That
I
sounds mean, like
it's like when we were kids and old guys would be like, you used to have to suck your own dick to get to make butter. If you wanted to learn,
dude,
you had to walk 15 miles and lick your teacher's balls.
In the snow.
Yeah, you know, Abraham Lincoln would walk 7 miles each way to school. He sounds like a fucking dumbass to me.
Yeah, why don't you take a car?
Yeah. He would fuck his friend's thighs, let's not forget.
Mm.
That's cool, though.
Did he do that?
That's what people say. He was on some gay shit.
I thought that was Socrates.
That's Greek, no, yeah. That's not, what he used to do.
I thought Socrates,
that's your culture, dude.
Socrates would do that
shit. First of all, that's fine. I don't care. I'm not embarrassed.
Socrates.
Second of all, yeah, one of the greatest presidents ever did some Greek shit and fucked his friend's thighs? Sure.
Yeah. I don't care.
I don't fucking care
sounds
at all.
Sounds sus to me.
It sounds cool. That's
Socrates,
how you don't. That's how you don't fuck a guy in the ass.
What is justice if not the opportunity to titty fuck your butt cheeks?
Mm-hmm. To get a butt job from your boy.
Yeah, to get to.
No one's talking about butts. We're talking about
to do a hot
thighs.
Dog in the bun to your.
We're
boy.
We're talking about fucking thighs. The straightest form.
I can't
of gay
imagine
sex.
How that would be pleasurable.
I don't know. What can I tell you? That's what I heard about him.
I'm gonna try and make Chinese pork barbecue in the Instant Pot.
That sounds great. Awesome. I'm really hungry myself.
Why don't you eat my nuts?
Why don't you eat his nuts, Adam?
I'm not gonna eat your nuts.
Please.
Hey, I got a freaking question for you. Why don't you eat his nuts?
Thank you.
I'm Steven Dorff.
Mm-hmm.
You've reached the phone sex hot, the celebrity cameo to Hong Kong Sally phone sex hotline. I'm Steven Dorff, and if you want me to suck your cock, press 2.
Folks, I want you to know that these shows might get canceled, but if they don't, go to stavi.biz/tour. I'm going to be maybe in Connecticut this weekend. I'm going to be maybe in Jersey in December. Or by the time this has happened, we're all locked down again because of Corona. Who fucking knows?
Also, cum.town, there's a limited run. They might be sold out by the time this airs, but there's the limited stock left of the lightweight crew neck t-shirts. They're sweatshirts, but they're like lightweight sweatshirts, and I don't like the weight of them. So we're running the last of that stock until it sells out. There's probably, I don't know, 50 shirts left now at this point.
And the calendar's probably out by now. The 2021 Stavi Baby calendar. Make sure to grab that. Stavi.biz, you little sluts.
Cum.town for the sweatshirts if you want them. And if maybe by the time this is out, I might have the heavier weight crew necks re-released. And there's a hoodie up for sale now.
Ooh,
for sure.
That's going to fly.
The Slurple Brain hoodie. A couple people have said, can you explain this? Which, don't ever send me that message. If you don't get the joke, just quietly not get it to yourself.
That's
thanks.
Right.
Yes.
And buy it anyway, even if you don't get it, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, act like you get it.
Slurple Brain in the Purple Rain font.
I can't imagine.
The other thing.
Yeah.
What do you mean, what does he mean?
I can't imagine.
You fucking idiot.
I just want to see you giving me some Slurple Brain. Slurple Brain.
Slurple Brain.
It's a banger. It's a good one. And people are like, another guy was like, what episode? It's like,
shut the fuck up. That's
rude.
What episode.
Yeah.
Episode suck my fucking dick. Hit the button, Adam. This episode's over.
Bye.